Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I got a good story about this one. There's a brand new, Paul Hall talked about it last Friday, so you were not here. There's a brand new Apple TV Plus show called Stick with Owen Wilson. I think I was telling you about it yesterday.
Yes, you were.
He plays a washed up, I don't even want to say washed up professional golfer, but it's a professional golfer who had, they make it very clear, had a psychotic break on the golf course, and he hasn't played professional golf. And he discovers this young kid at the driving range who can just smoke the ball, right? Just smoke. But the kid is immature, and he wants to take him out on tour and see if he can actually, you know, play professional golf. And he brings up that song because he's trying to say to the kid, look, where does your brain go if you're struggling, you're making some bad shots, right? Where do you go? And his mom goes, well, I go to a beach somewhere. Like, my brain goes, people, you know, have these little tricks. How can you calm yourself down? And Owen Wilson's like, I think of the song Cecilia, because how can you not be happy when you hear the song Cecilia? Well, of course, the kid's like,
have
you know,
listened to the 15
lyrics. Years old, yeah, but okay. it is a great song and it puts a smile on your face. All right, so it is Telephone Tuesday, which means that you, the audience, can control a portion of the next segment or two by calling in. And I usually don't pin it down just to one topic. 241-9797, 314-241-9797. I genuinely am interested. We describe this phishing technique that people use when someone texts you and they say, hey, are we still on for lunch or something like that? And then you think it's someone who has the wrong number and they just accidentally texted that person. But then you realize, and I don't respond to these, then you realize if you respond, well, they're going to say, hey, well, can you have lunch tomorrow? But what's the end game there? I really don't know what the ask is. And then on the immigration front, some of this is, Fred, I haven't heard the Univision anchor. What is this about? Because there's a couple of pieces of audio that I haven't gotten through.
It sounds to me like this anchor is supporting the
criminals.
Right.
The
so
lawbreakers.
Take a listen to it, and she's saying it's you know, Los Angeles used to be Mexico.
Yeah, well, okay, here's Nat's sound of everything that happened and the destruction, which apparently is going to come to a city near you across America. Here's the former Univision anchor.
The fight between President Trump and Governor Newsom is sort of like diverting attention from the real issue at heart here, which is the abuse of the immigration authorities. Remember that California was part of Mexico. All of the Southwest is Mexico. So the roots are really deep in that region. And what they're saying is, no, not in our community.
Well, it's such a misrepresentation. And see, that's amplified on the legacy media. What they're saying is, and I think this is what people voted for, when we have criminal migrants that have crossed the border, and we know they have because Joe Biden, if you will, he opened up the border. I was going to pull some audio of this, but Fred, you know who Randy Raley is. Sue, you do too.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked with Randy, and I really like him as a friend. And he has been someone that we've tapped into as an expert on music. Like, if someone passes away, he's very knowledgeable, and he was a great disc jockey. But he hates Trump. And I was tooling across the Facebook last night, and he had this video post where he's essentially being like Bruce Springsteen was in England, and democracy is threatened and all these things. They're going into homes and they're sweeping them up. Missing the entire point, you know, there's a few things I want to say, and all I did, I shouldn't have engaged. I just did the laughing emoji because it's just comical to me that there are people that never for one moment were interested when, I'll point to Bill Malusian, every day was on the border and showed video of people, whether they were African nationals, Chinese nationals, or people from Mexico or South America, invading our country. So yeah, California has a rich, deep history with migrants, but we're talking about people, A, that shouldn't have been here in the first place, B, who have committed crimes, in some cases, heinous crimes. And then there's Karen Bass, the mayor, a communist.
It makes me feel like our city is actually a test case for what happens when the federal government moves in and takes the authority away from the state or away from local government. I don't think that our city should be used for an experiment to see what happens in the nation's second largest city.
See, that's the narrative that they're going with right now. This is what the lefties are saying. There's op-eds about this. Look, what Trump is doing here, this is what Randy Raley was saying last night on Facebook. He's doing it because he's going to do it in every city. Well, if you have people who shouldn't be here, like the Maryland father, who are criminals, yeah, we're going to take them. We're going to remove them from the country. Chris Klemm, former border agent, is going to join us after 5 o'clock. Now, she was asked a question, Karen Bass. Are the Dems a little out of touch on this?
Are Democrats out of touch on this issue?
Well, I think if you did the polling in Los Angeles, I'm not sure it would be that way, considering we are a city of immigrants. Do people really approve the federal government coming in and seizing power from a state and from a city? So I drill down a little further on that poll, because I do not believe that Americans support the federal intervention in a city takeover or a state takeover.
No, but I drill down a little more on that poll and say, do the American people support removing criminal migrants who are dangerous from this country? Even the people that started all this the other day, there were people that were accused of murder, that had committed murder, that they were trying to remove from the country. Anyway, that topic and more up for conversation. Telephone Tuesday here on the Mark Reardon Show. Clayton, you get us started here on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Mark. Just want to comment on this nonsense of these people doing these burnouts and taking over these streets in the south side, St. Louis down there. It's just it's a crock. It's just like the migrant situation. And the police sit there and say, well, we've sent a message with these spikes, you know. Arrest somebody for crying out loud.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Say.
No, and I appreciate it. I saw there was a story that was in the local paper even today, or maybe it was in last night, about the spike strips. But yeah, how much is that going to really do? And apparently it didn't do much in the first time. And to his point, this stuff is kind of out of control and it keeps happening. And then if you have this, I'm very curious to see what might happen tomorrow with this Tam Avenue overpass that they're trying to draw people to for a protest. What happens there? Some of these people are the same people, let's face it.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
The type
for sure.
That want to stir up you know what, and they don't really care because they don't think there are consequences. Larry, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. It's Telephone Tuesdays. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. I got my post-dispatch renewal form today. For 8 weeks, the price is $257.99.
Wait,
what?
For 8 weeks? How is that possible?
I get a renewal form every 8 weeks for $250. Well, last 8 weeks, it was $248. It's gone from $248 to $257.99.
Well, how are you? You're not paying that, are you? Because what I had highlighted a couple weeks ago is I got an email that said your rate is going to $38 a month. My response was, no chance in hell am I paying more for the Wall Street Journal or for the Post-Dispatch than the Wall Street Journal. So I did get it reduced. I've had some people call here saying they've gotten it even more reduced than I have. But your numbers, I'm not good at math. I'll just be honest with you, Larry. That doesn't make any sense.
No, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
I do live in Illinois. And when I moved from St. Louis in 2020, it was $199. And it has gradually increased a few dollars every time.
Wait. Okay, just to be clear here. You're talking about $199 just for 2 months?
For 8 weeks.
Well, that's
for
2 months.
8 weeks of the actual newspaper?
I get the newspaper delivered to my front door.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's
it.
You
know what? Maybe online would be better for him,
well,
actually.
Because
it's
that's
cheaper.
Outrageous. Why would you pay that?
Well, I'm thinking about not doing it.
I would think
they were
strongly.
Supposed to save money by moving the printing to Columbia.
No, what they're saving is not doing as much news because you don't get the coverage. And then you get, you know, headlines that are misspelled like the word have, H-A-V instead of H-A-V-E last week. Here's my suggestion. Call them. Don't give up. Okay, tell them I'm not paying for this. They'll give you a price. I ain't paying for this. I want to talk to a supervisor. They will continue to drop it. But I'll be honest with you, that price doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No.
And maybe that's the only way they're staying in business is because guys like you haven't called yet. I have no idea. That doesn't even sound realistic, does it? To you guys? Does that sound realistic?
No. Good heavens.
All right. Well, maybe somebody else has thoughts on that.
I'm shocked by that.
Ed, you're on Telephone Tuesday on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Yesterday you mentioned that the Musk departure was because he was to be getting a briefing at the Pentagon about war plans with China.
I mentioned that, and by the way, good tie-in, Batya Ungar-Sargon, who is going to be with us at 5:30, will address that. That was reporting from both Axios and the New York Times. So yeah, that's where that came from. You're right. That was part of what Trump got pissed off about, allegedly.
Okay. But wouldn't it make more sense that it was Secretary of Defense's decision to give him that briefing?
Well, I think I think that's a good question. But the indication from the reporting seemed to be that he went rogue on that. But, you know, I'll ask that specific question to Batya when she joins us, because she did a perfect job of encapsulating that entire scenario. There were several things. Like, if you go back to that day, why did it happen? They cited several things. One was that briefing on China. And Trump said, maybe you're right, maybe Pete Hegseth opened the door, but he said he should not be there, and he threw the red flag down. The other was the EV mandate. So there were several things that were occurring and culminating and building at the same time. And again, you got to be careful here, Ed, because that's according to some of the reporting in the New York Times and Axios. So you always kind of take that with a grain of salt, but that's allegedly what happened, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But check out the next hour. Bachi's awesome on this, and I'll ask her that question specifically. I don't remember if it was answered in the column. 241-9797 is the number. 314-241-9797. Jeff, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, good day, Mark. I wanted to respond to your question about the texting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Really what you're up against there in general is a matter of discovery and probing, and depending on the use case of the action, like if somebody's just trying to find valid text numbers that they can then report to somebody who's a spammer and sell them for 25 cents each or $1 a piece. So what you can do, like a little martial arts move, if you look at those and read them, some of the systems will send a reply back to the texting mothership, as it were, and that does kind of indicate that you're a valid, you know, fish on a hook in a sense. I had to deal with this yesterday. I didn't recognize a number. It was one of those sort of things where it could have been a friend. So what I do, I don't look at the number. I make a note of the number, and then I'll go to my contact list, and I'll see if that number is associated with anybody I know. And at that point, I will then get back to them. But until then, when you respond, you might be kind of doing that.
But I haven't responded at all. But are you saying even if you open up and look at the text that that's risky?
Yes, in some, because it's sort of like if you think about emailing campaigns, you can get a report back as to how many people opened it, not necessarily how many responded. And so I would imagine that the text campaigns available to people will offer that sort of feedback, and you then show as somebody who did respond, and therefore you are a live wire. And then in the cases of just trying to get closer to, say, a target or some such as a person and find their circle of influence, you can just use it to confirm that that is somebody who's valid on a list or that they might know somebody.
Is this Mark?
No, Mark's the wrong number. Or, you know, so there's so many ways to play about it. And it's quite wild. And I just want to say, hey.
That makes sense,
though. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you finish.
I was just going to say, hey, we met a long time ago when you first came back in the day to St. Louis. I was sort of helping you land your tech a little bit. So good to hear from you again. I very much appreciate these conversations. They're very valuable, very important. There's not a lot of language for this. and certainly not a lot of understanding about it. So it's great to hear you talking about it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. But what you said makes a lot more sense. That's why I've stopped talking or responding. But Fred, it was funny because the timing of yours was perfect yesterday, right?
Right, it was.
So that makes a little bit more sense. Hang in there. Thank you, Jeff, for the phone call. We got a couple more people lined up this afternoon. We'll get to you after the break. 241-9797.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, there is a fascinating tweet that was sent out. I don't even want to tell you who it's from. We're going to hold on that. It may have to wait until the next hour. Sue, you in particular will be really interested in this one. I will say this. It was a topic we talked about quite a bit yesterday, so hang in there for that. But it's Cell Phone Tuesday. We have a couple more calls. By the way, great calls here this afternoon, so I appreciate that. 241-9797. Let's see if I can keep this straight, because we have this high-tech system where Ethan literally texts me who's on the line. It's so sophisticated here at 97.1 FM Talk. Alan, you're on Telephone Tuesday. Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, guys. How y'all doing?
We're good.
Hey, I'll have to make this precise and quick here. A conversation with my overly liberal son.
I have two of those.
He lives out in the Seattle area, works with quite a few immigrants of various legal status, and so he gets a little bit out of shape when you the scenario I tried to present to him was here's the problem. You've got, especially with the, you know, even Obama said it, the unfiltered immigrants coming in. You've got a family down there in, any given South American country, family, a husband, a wife, maybe a couple girls. They're being terrorized by the local thugs. The money's being taken, whatever it is, they're threatening to kidnap the daughters or whatever. And the parents finally say, that's it, we're out of here, we're going to America, one way or another. So they fight the hard fight, they get all the way up here, maybe he gets a job, they get a place to stay. Next thing you know, he comes home from work, and guess who's there? Those same two thugs that were harassing him and taking his money down in South America, because they just walked in unchecked, and now they're, and I think that's why in the overall big picture, that's what's the Democrats and everybody letting everybody in unchecked. If they would have checked and kept out the quote unquote bad people,
the bad hombres, the gangbangers,
there would be. There would be no issue. Who knows what the election would be like or anything, because it'd be a non-issue.
Good. The point is valid from several perspectives. I do think that what happens is a lot of family members, if you have a family down there, one will come over, the working man will come over and try to send money back. But one of the goals of what ICE is trying to do is to crack down on the bad hombres, on the gang members who are doing, in some cases, exactly what you're saying. So let me ask a random question there related. Has that perspective resonated with your son or not?
I I'll say at least I got a raised eyebrow out of him. it's like you know.
All right, I'll take that as a no. But I appreciate your call. I got to get to one more here. In Donna, if you can make it quick, go ahead. You're on Telephone Tuesdays.
Hey, I love your show. You're talking about the protest, and I, out of curiosity, on my Facebook, I saw this thing pop up. It's called No Kings. During the June 14th No Kings protest.
Yes, I've seen
so I
that.
I went to the site and plugged in my zip code, and they're going to be over off of Mid Rivers and Sondren and O'Fallon. And there's a site, they've got a whole website. You can sign up to do the protest or help them out, donate and all those stuff. So I just want to put it out there for people to avoid that overpass over there, because the Palestine one was over there as well.
Yeah. Well, look, there's a lot of the same people. A lot of the same people are involved. They're trying to. But here, if it's widespread, like you said, what do police authorities do? And by the way, I don't care if someone wants to march and hold a sign, if they want to wave a Palestinian flag, they want to, you know, burn an American flag. Unfortunately, they have the freedom to do that. But where I get concerned is bricks being thrown on cars, cops being hurt, things along those lines. So it is something to keep an eye on. I would not want to be in law enforcement. Kara Spencer, the mayor, has a lot on her plate right now in the aftermath of the tornado. We don't need that nonsense here, but let's be clear. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's the idiots in LA that are downplaying the violence. We're back with Chris Klemm coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.